And our first segment today is an interview with Mark Emanation. Mark Emanation, a local labor activist and musician, was recently appointed as interim executive building director of the Oakwood Community Center. Oakwood began as a Presbyterian church and was the first multiracial church in Troy.
So, Mark, can you tell our listeners about some of the programs at the center, such as the Soul Cafe? And where is the community center located?
So it's right on the corner of 10th and Hoosick, where that comes together, and Hoosick Street and 10th and Oakwood, where that comes together. That's a wild sort of section of Hoosick Street where all these roads come intersect, and it's, you know, like an airport. But it's kitty corner from the Stewarts on the corner of 10th and Hoosick, and it's a wonderful building that has great programs. I was not that aware of it. I went to a James Conley forum that I emceed for John Flanders. They do a regular monthly, you know, forum on political topics. But I went, and when I was there, they invited me to a Soul Cafe. And so my wife and I went to the Soul Cafe, which was a fantastic community event that had people from the neighborhood, people from Troy, people from around the area that were pitching in together, putting on a dinner for everybody, great food, and a great community spirit. So I went back a second time, and I said, there's something really happening here. So they do youth programs, they do art classes, they do all sorts of different Spanish language programs. They're doing a bunch of different political meetings. A couple of weeks from now, there's going to be a meeting on, I think it's October 8th, a Sunday, on single-payer health care, and to try to get some speakers and some push for the city of Troy for the New York State Gottfried bill. So there's all sorts of things happening there, and I think it could be expanded. It also is a great community space that's inexpensive for people to put on a birthday party or to have a wedding. We're having a wedding October 13th there. It's a great place. A couple churches meet there, and we're trying to expand it.
That sounds incredible. I see that the Oakwood Center describes its mission as to helping to build community and diversity in Troy. Could you talk a little more about what that phrase means, building community?
Well, that's a great question, because what is lacking in this world is, in my opinion, is human solidarity. And taking care of your family and your friends and your community, to me, is like part of the start to build a human society. And the Oakwood Center is sort of the heart in the heartless world there. That's a neighborhood that's just recently, in the past couple of years, seen three different people shot by police. Two of them killed, and maybe three of them killed, actually. And it's a completely underserved section of Troy. It's a very poor neighborhood. It's also right now having its first steps in gentrification. And at the same time, with all of the immense troubles in Troy, tons of people tons of buildings not paying taxes. You just talked about RPI. They ain't paying taxes to Troy. So Troy's trying to make do and cutting resources. But there's tons and tons of good people in Troy. They're trying to make the world a better place and their community a better place. And Oakwood's part of that. And so that's what attracted me to it.
Now, as the new building director, what are some of the ideas that you're going to bring to the Oakwood Community Center?
So I have a whole bunch of relationships that I've built over the years with musicians, with community organizations and political organizations, with trade unions, and with the clergy. And so what I'm going to try to do is bring as many of them in to see the place, to try to see if we can get some funding. There's a food pantry there that every Saturday morning, and in August, it served 115 children, 203 adults, and 15 elderly, which is separate from the adults list. That's remarkable for a one-day-a-week food pantry. There's a wonderful kitchen there. But they need some help raising some money for the building. They need some help to help the kitchen become more of a viable thing and to expand some of those services. So what I'm viewing is bringing people to it. Like I asked the other day, has Representative Tonko, the congressperson who represents Troy and around other places, he's never been there. There's other elected officials who haven't been there. So I'd like to try to bring in some groups that, you know, sometimes rent like Century House to have a meeting. Don't rent that. Come to Oakwood and then bring those things in. I applaud the Conley Forum, but a lot of the issues the Conley Forum does, like they're going to do in November, the Russian Revolution's 100th anniversary. I think there's some other political sort of meetings you could hold there that might not be, you know, that far-reaching, that you would be more close to people's in everyday life, and we'd like to do some of that. There's some neighborhood associations that meet there, neighborhood groups, and we're going to try to just keep pushing that forward.
I know you're a labor activist, and I believe you still work for the Capital District Area Labor Federation. What are some of the labor issues that, you know, you're concerned about and connect with the center?
So I view right now in the United States that the overwhelming trend of the day is to try to have the 1% get richer and richer at the expense of every working person in unions and non-unions. We've seen three great big huge labor struggles around here in the last year and a half or so. The Verizon workers, the Momentum workers, and the workers that were locked out at Honeywell. And the key in those things were pensions and health care. We don't believe you should have pensions. We don't believe you should have health care. We don't believe you should have work classifications. Overtime should be something we determine and you know, make mandatory. So all of those issues, and we've seen these great big battles with unprecedented solidarity from union members and from non-union members, workers not yet in unions and community members and small businesses. So right now, there's a strike. It's a walk and work, it's called. The workers down at the Albany Hilton, who were members of the Hotel Motel Trades Council, those workers haven't had a contract since April. They were presented with a contract that was just terrible, that would cut all sorts of benefits, wages, and pensions and days off and sick time and all of these things, and then also wouldn't accept some non-discriminatory language things to be added to it around gender identity to protect our LGBTQ citizens that are working there at that hotel. So they're out, and we're having a big rally for them on the 26th, Tuesday the 26th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which we're hoping we'll get hundreds and hundreds of people to. And then the other thing I'm working on with the labor unions, another way they're going after pensions and health care is if they have this constitutional convention, a bunch of dark money from the Koch brothers and the Mercers come in, we could lose the right to organize, pensions guaranteed, lots of other things, environmental other things. So we're working very hard to have a no vote on the constitutional convention. So those are the things I'm working on.
Yeah, that's really important work. And I'm thinking back to what you were saying about gentrification and how that relates to labor. And, you know, we want more jobs and more work and like more stable work to come to Troy, but how that affects the poorer communities maybe around Oakwood. Mm-hmm. Could you talk a little bit about how Oakwood fits into the picture of bringing, you know, prosperity to Troy without pushing out the people you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you know, to me, I have three kids, children, 23, 30, and 33. They all work really hard. They don't make a ton of money, and they're paying rent out the wazoo, which makes their lives extremely difficult. And I see rents going up and through the roof, and if somebody buys a building, puts granite countertops, and charges $1,600 a month, the house next door that hasn't changed the light bulb in 20 years charges $1,000 a month, and it just pushes people out. What we need is affordable housing, and I mean affordable housing for common working people, not affordable housing for, you know, folks that have a lot of dough. And so I'm for that way, and I don't know exactly how to do it, but Oakland wants to be part of that solution. There is so much work to do, and I'm not for RPI, Russell Sage, Emma Willard, and some of these other folks not paying any taxes or whatever. They should pay taxes. I asked the mayor if they could do a weekly thing where we'd set up in front of Shirley Jackson's house with lawn chairs, Hawaiian shirts, those little hibachi things, and we could have a luau until she ponied up some dough for the city of Troy so we could keep these pools open and all those other things that we need. So that's just my opinion.
Well, we'll keep our ears open.
So we have about a minute left. If people want to get involved with the center, they want to rent a space for a meeting, how do they interact with the
center? So they go to the Oakwood, just look at Oakwood Community Center. I believe it's .org on the, you know, website things, majigger. Or they could call me at 518-779-5059. That's the number that we're giving out for that thing, where anybody can get involved, and there's a million ways to do it, and your idea is as good as any other's idea to bring there.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
And thanks, congratulations on your new position.
Thanks. Working at this age is good.
Okay.